Hello, welcome back to Apostolic Conference. Amen. We are a podcast and conference call. We've been going on for since 2012. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we're also on another conference call called most of the time, 72 Nations Conference Call Podcast. Amen. This conference call started with Elvis Iverson, the late Rodney Fulkers, who is a prophet and a pioneer, co-labor, and pillar for Supplication National Ministries. Hallelujah. And the late Pamela White, who was an accurate prophet that flowed in the apostolic and prophetic. Hallelujah. And ministered from time to time. Hallelujah. And then Errol Anderson. Hallelujah. God brought Errol Anderson in. Hallelujah. The burning bush of North Dakota. Hallelujah. An apostolic teacher. Hallelujah. And see, we were to bring apostles and prophets together and anointed teachers and fivefold ministry from around the world to share with you, amen, insights that God has put on our hearts, amen, and we have touched many, and then we move from Apostolic Conference to 72 Nations Conference Call Podcast. Hallelujah. And today I just want to speak a couple podcasts as we're going to do. Hallelujah. Amen. But I ask you to visit ElvisIverson.com. Click on that Simon Torch. Amen. Find out the times of the 72 Nation Conference Call Podcast. Become a part of that. Click on that Simon Torch. Get connected. Enjoy the Feast of Word and Spirit and become a partner and plant a monthly seed. Sow into this revelation, sow into this anointing, sow in this grace, sow in this harvest. You will not regret it. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you're listening to this, please contact us. Amen. So stay tuned for, amen, the latest meshes. Amen. Posted on Apostolic Conference after we took a break for a couple of years. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord. This is Apostolic Conference Call Podcast. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome back, everyone. Today we are talking about Apostolic Councils. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, this is Apostolic Conference. Amen. We have been going for since about, hallelujah. Well, 2013, hallelujah. Amen. Today we are talking about the restoration of apostles and prophet councils. We're talking about apostolic councils, the restoration of apostolic and prophetic councils. What is the word apostle? Well, first of all, before we get in there, I want to talk about what the Lord is speaking, that we have come to a period of time that God is judging apostles and prophets. What? Well, let me tell you this. Do we have the revelation of the apostle? Do we not have the revelation of the apostle? People need to hear the revelation of the apostle. You know, each apostle, to the degree of revelation they have about their apostolic order, is the degree that they will fall. Flow, okay. Apostle is a sent one, okay. Apostle is a leader of leaders. An apostle, amen. Has a gift of delegated authority. He has more authority than most gifts, all gifts in the body of Christ, but he is more limited, okay. He doesn't have broad authority, okay. He's delegated to use his authority in certain spheres and territories that God has given him. And also, you can say spiritual territories. Amen? Apostles bring apostolic revelation. What's apostolic revelation? It is word revelation that God gives to an apostle. Amen? To give to the body of Christ. Amen? The church needs to get back to flowing in apostolic revelation. We need to prioritize apostolic revelation more than anything else. Next is the apostle flows in signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Hallelujah. More degree, more evidence, more increase of signs and wonders than other gifts. Okay? And then there's mighty deeds, mighty deeds, mighty deeds. This is like the kings of the kingdom were supposed to flow in great exports. Apostles flow in mighty deeds. This is like a massive harvest of souls, massive church plant, an example like that. But the thing is, first of all, we see patience is to walk in consistent faith for long periods of time, to hold on the promise of God. And then the word also is also perseverance. This means to break through, to triumph against all opposition, no matter what they're facing there. But one thing is, apostle has a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. A visitation. Okay? His call is no one, no bishop made him an apostle. No other apostle made him an apostle. No prophet made him an apostle. The Lord Jesus Christ comes and lays hands on him and makes him an apostle. But I am open to the idea, okay? I am open to the idea that there are some people out there that flow in the apostolic that are real apostles that have not seen Jesus Christ. But those who have the degree of encounter that they have in Jesus Christ also may tell what kind of authority they will walk as an apostle. And so those that have a visitation will most likely might have a greater degree of the apostolic anointing, okay? But there's people that become apostles, they fall in apostolic anointing because of their, or an apostolic function, okay? But then there's people that are called from birth, called to be an apostle, okay? You know, one thing is apostolic call is more a journey. More journey than a call, okay? It's more a lifestyle than a call, okay? Apostle is called to govern, okay? It's government, okay? He's called to establish government. Amen? And then you got the revelation of the prophet. The prophet is one who has a message for the body of Christ. They just don't prophesy, okay? They flow in a prophetic flow on a continuous basis. Hallelujah. Amen. And they have a message from the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, they flow in at least two of the utterance gifts or three of the revelation gifts or three of the utterance gifts and two of the revelational gifts. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. And they know that they are prophets, okay? And the thing is, just because you're a prophet doesn't mean, you know, prophet of what? Prophet of that. Same like an apostle. You're not the apostle of everything, amen? Hallelujah. You know, apostle can walk in almost every fivefold ministry. The prophet, he is really important that he is called to guide the church. The apostle is called to govern the church. He is the overseer, amen. But of course, the fivefold ministry are partaken as elders, hallelujah, amen. But prophets are called to prophetic guide the church, amen. Apostles are pathfinders and apostles and prophets together are pathfinders and pioneers and forerunners, hallelujah. A mature apostle is the degree of freedom that he has. It tells you the degree of maturity he has. Amen. Hallelujah. If the apostle does not have a certain amount of freedom. He may not be an apostle. He may be an immature apostle or a false apostle. Amen. And you know, apostle is, you can always tell, you'll see him from a distance and you'll see his back. Apostles are father figures, okay? If somebody says they're apostle and not a father, you need to question their apostolic, okay? And an apostle hears what the Holy Spirit is saying to the churches. A prophet also releases prophetic messages. Amen, hallelujah. Praise God. So it's a different tone, hallelujah. He's guiding the church prophetically, okay? He's receiving visions and revelations for the church, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And a prophet moves between the apostle and the body of Christ and moves around the body of Christ, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. There are prophets that are assigned to apostles. There are prophets that are assigned with other prophets. There are prophets that are prophets. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And these are people that walk in the full office of the prophet, but they are watchmen. They're or household prophets that flow. They don't flow in all the office of the prophet, but they flow in some of it, and they are just assigned to a house, okay? And they are like a watchman, okay? Okay? But then there's different people that flow in a prophetic flow. Worshiper leaders, innocents can flow in a prophetic anointing, okay? Hallelujah. Every believer can flow in a prophetic anointing, okay? Hey, and so, hallelujah, amen. But the thing is, the apostle is the proton anointed. He is first in the order of God. The prophet is second, and the third is teacher. Amen, hallelujah. It is not a hierarchy, but it is a delegation of importance, okay, and a responsibility. Amen, hallelujah. But prophets should submit to apostles. I'm talking, they should submit to mature apostles. Not just somebody just called to be an apostle, okay? But they should recognize that gift in the man, hallelujah. Prophets should submit to one another and submit to mature prophets, okay? Hey, and then they should submit to mature apostles, okay? Hey, and seasonal apostles, okay? Hey, Hey, but they should recognize the apostolic gifting. If prophets, apostles cannot recognize the prophet gifting, and the prophet cannot recognize the apostle gifting, there's something wrong there, okay? Okay? Amen. One thing is, God is dealing with, amen, hallelujah. The people need a flow in the revelation of the apostle. They need a flow in the revelation of the prophet. Again, the degree of the revelation that prophet has, of the revelation of the prophet, is the degree of prophetic he will flow.
What?
Yes. Okay, and see, this is what God, the judging, the Lord is judging the apostle and prophet for not obeying. Not obeying, okay? Okay, and the thing is, you know, there's a mixture of apostles. A lot of apostles are title only. There's apostles that are title only. There is apostles, a mixture of wineskins. Okay, one man kingdom. Okay, King of the Hill ministry. Okay, they didn't hear the call of God. They didn't flow in what God has said. Okay. Hey, and the global call of the apostolic. To come in the new apostolic wineskins, to come in the feast of the third reformation. They're, just the whole thing is these things are a global call. And the thing is, these people have not obeyed, and they have not been fathers, okay? They built their own kingdom. We are to build and add to the body of Christ. Hallelujah, amen. And we are to be fathers. We are to impart and release. If you're just collecting ministers, collecting five for you're not raising and releasing people up. You know, if you're using people again, you know the New Testament considered a false prophet one who stayed for more than 3 days. Okay. You know, the thing is if you're just going around preaching for the sake of getting offered, that is something wrong there. See, the thing is a lot of people accept it just as a charismatic term. That's all. And some people, and then a lot of people accept it as a religious status, and instead of hearing the Holy Spirit, they do not hear the Holy Spirit. We have a lot of immature apostles, immature prophets, okay? We need two apostolic authority, two prophetic ministry, okay? They must mature and go forth and expand. Not just be a charismatic term or a religious status, okay? Not the one-man ministry, okay? You know, the thing is, a bishop is the same as an elder, okay? A bishop is an overseer. There is not a bishopric. There is not a hierarchy of bishops. The apostle is the governing authority over the church. Okay? So, of course, you know, you're not taking over some other spirit. That's the apostle that pioneered that. And then he raises, there's co-apostles. There's apostles that he raises up to be part of that. So apostle for bishop and elder are basically the same term, same status. See, an apostle needs to grow in revelation and intercession and hearing God. The moment that he does not grow in revelation, okay? And you know, he's not continuing in revelation. You got to stay in revelation and stay in intercession, hallelujah, and hearing the voice of God, that you become outdated, okay? Hey, and you got to flow with God. As long as you learn to flow with God, amen? Amen. God will flow with you. There's a period of time that God is judging apostles and prophets, those that did not come in the new apostolic wineskins, those that did not come in the true function of the apostle, the true function of the prophet. Hallelujah. Those who do not become fathers. You know, the immature apostles will step aside. The mature apostles will recognize what is coming forth. Lord is making move for a new breed of apostles that are coming forth. They've been prepared, and they will come forth in signs and wonders and apostolic authority. Hallelujah. And they will accomplish mighty deeds. They're about to come forth, okay? Let me talk to you about the restoration of apostolic and prophetic councils. The word apostle, okay, is a sent one, a special commissioner, okay, the leader of leaders, called to do apostolic works and accomplish spiritual tasks in the earth, go into regions or territories or spiritaries and bring them into alignment to the kingdom of God. Amen. And bring increase to the church and the kingdom of God. But the thing is that just like the word Christian means more than one, when you become born again, you are called out of the world. Amen. You have a personal with Christ, you have a corporate relationship with Christ. That's with the body of Christ. You're called into a body, you're called into the church, amen. You're called into a company. The word apostle means more than one. Okay? God wants to raise up a company of apostles. Amen. God wants to bring apostles together. Amen. Hallelujah. There's vertical, horizontal. There's cooperative. There's more. Most are vertical. Few are horizontal. And fewer are cooperative. Okay. There's hyphen apostles. There's marketplace apostles. Okay. So, but apostles need to come together. Horizontal apostles are more older, more seasonal. Corporate apostles, same thing. You see, there needs to come together and to work together, amen. Hallelujah. I'm not saying that you need apostles to come and take over your network. No, that's not that. I'm saying, but you need to raise up apostles in your network. And there's also apostles that will come co-laborers in your network. But this is outside your network. Apostolic councils are formed over regions and over territories, over themes in the body of Christ to issue apostolic prophetic decrees to release apostolic revelation together. Amen. Hallelujah. And that will also impart, increase your apostolic authority and also bring protection in your life. Amen. See, Jesus Christ is the head. Jesus is the head, not the apostle. Amen. And see, the apostolic authority will increase. The one of the key elements of apostle is authority. And see, they are to release apostolic prayers. Apostolic prayers are prayers of declaration decrees. Is a prayer with a message. Is revelational prayers. Is prophetic prayers. Is inspirational prayers. It's the prayers that interpret the will of God for a region and execute it. It's prayers with a kingdom agenda. It's a delegation authority. It comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. And then that apostle releases it in the earth. And then the body of Christ begins to pray it. Amen? Release an apostle. So apostles need to come together to execute. To come together. Amen? Hallelujah. To release revelation. Amen? To share revelation, apostolic revelation, to share the direction of the church, hallelujah, and release apostolic prayers, declarations, amen? And it's also for protection and guidance, 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 so that they have protection and guidance, amen? Amen, apostles need to be accountable to one another, they need to be mutual accountability, and they need to have fellowship with each other. And it's humility. And it adds to one's anointing. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God's raising apostolic prophetic councils. And we need prophets to come together because there's a greater intensity of prophetic thing. A prophet prophets in part and no part. They need to come together. At two or three prophets, the other one judge. In the creation of Jesus, there's five prophets, at least five prophets. Amen. So we need so that's why I say that an apostolic council, amen, could also include prophets, amen. And there's also just apostolic councils, amen. But an apostolic council can include prophets, amen. And then there's also prophetic councils. And it's time to raise up. These are kind of horizontal in the body of Christ, amen. You study. Listen to my teachers on the new apostolic wineskin, man. This is where Christ is calling us in. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the thing is if an apostle does not fellowship with apostles outside of his own sphere, that is a questionable mark. That is immaturity. That's a blind spot. That's a prideful statement. Okay? Because the word apostle means more than one. Because the body of Christ is one. The church is one. Yes, you have your sphere of influence. You have your spiritual territory. What spiritual is this lower for influence, or sphere of influence, or apostolic work? Okay, amen, hallelujah. But the thing is, we need to come together in apostolic councils, amen, to show the oneness of the body of Christ. Apostles are not supposed to be alone. I'm talking as a senior apostle. If you're a senior apostle of a network, you need to connect to other senior apostles. And you need to come into apostolic councils. Amen. To work together. Amen. Hallelujah. And beside that, God is trying to raise up, amen, there's the vertical and the horizontal. There's horizontal apostles. Raise up horizontal centers like prayer centers, revivals, opposite city church centers. And the authority is only in the mean. Your authority is over your people, okay, to empower. Their authority is only in the mean. But they have the ability to call forth these gatherings, okay? Okay, and then the corporate apostle ministers to mass numbers across the body of Christ. In solemn assemblies, in mass assemblies, hallelujah, praise God. Praise God. And so we got to understand the eight realms of the church. And we got to understand the seven divisions of the church. Hallelujah. Amen. and how to flow in them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every apostle who listens to this and every prophet who listens to this and every other believer who listens to this. God, release now apostolic grace. Release a freshness of apostolic grace, a freshness of apostolic anointing, a refreshing apostolic anointing, God. Revive their ministry, God. Bring breakthroughs to God. Break off every demonic spirit of God, every demonic influence, anything that have latched upon them, God. Lord, any weakness that they have that developed, oh God, or any immaturity, God. Lord, iron out the wrinkles, oh God. Bring breakthrough, bring healing, bring wholeness. Help them to triumph and overcome, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, make them strong towers in their regions, in their spiritual territories, oh God. And I speak grace, grace, grace to them. And I pray, Lord, let the prophets hear more clearly. Lord, cleanse their and purify their filters, oh God. Lord, help them hear from God. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord God, help them obey. Help them to triumph in the regions, oh God. Everything that discourages them, let them be encouraged, oh God. Lord God, I break around every witchcraft and hex and curse spoken against apostles and prophets. I pray for great freedom now to come to them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, everyone, oh God, Lord, I pray, Lord, everyone listen to them. I listen to this word, bring great freedom and great deliverance now and great breakthrough. I speak grace, 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 grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Please visit ElvisIveson.com and plant a seed and sow a seed in this ministry, because Apostolic Conference is a ministry of Supplication National Ministries serving the body of Christ and the apostles and prophets of today. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.